And start with a prayer, but that was so good, I can't follow that one. Okay, so today's reading is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. That's on page 1195 of the Church Bibles. That's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. Endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs as he wants to please his commanding officer. Similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he completes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this. Amen. This is a letter written by Paul to Timothy, whom he had trained and whom he loved. It is understood that Paul was in prison for the final time when he wrote this letter. Paul had sensed that he would not be leaving jail at this time, and he was correct. Soon after this letter was written, Paul was condemned and executed. So from his cold dungeon, which was basically a hole in the ground, he has a sense of urgency and passion to share his final thoughts. As stated in chapter 1, Paul had been abandoned by all his supporters, and he was suffering emotionally and physically. The letter is powerful fatherly advice on how to stay strong and carry out effective ministry. It is a letter that can challenge all of us to be more effective disciples and gives us the hope that belongs to all through Jesus Christ. Chapter 2 starts with the most wonderful encouragement to Timothy and to us all. For those of us who know Jesus as our Saviour, we also know that God is with us, and we can do anything that he asks us to in his strength. Paul doesn't just say, be strong. He says, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. He is not just saying, be strong. He is telling us how. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, Paul says that the Lord said to him, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Like Timothy, we are human and weak. God's love and grace is a gift that he wants us to have, and he gives it freely. I looked up a definition of grace, and it says that grace is the free and unmerited favor of God. The grace that he can give us is the strength to face our battles. The grace that can give us the strength to face our battles can only come from God. We can receive that strength and grace. It is a gift from God, and he wants us to have it. In fact, he has already given it to us. All we have to do is receive it through his Son, Jesus Christ. We, like Paul, can be strong in the grace that is Jesus Christ, but we have to ask for it, and we have to believe that we can receive it. There have been many times that I've tried to do things in my own strength. I've been too involved in the situation to just stop and give it to God. I've been too slow to pray. The times when I have realized that I am trying to do things myself and I've stopped and prayed, those situations have become more bearable. I've found that I can deal with the situation better. I don't always get the outcome I want, but I am much more calm and accepting of the results because I know that it has been done with God's strength and grace. We will face hardship. Don't forget where Paul was when he wrote this letter. But we will find those hardships much more bearable if we do them with God's grace and strength covering us. We must remember to be strong in the grace that is Jesus Christ. Once we've learned how amazing God's grace and strength is, and that it is a free gift given to us all, we need to share it with others. Here in verse 2, Paul is encouraging Timothy to continue to sharing the good news and to ensure that it is passed on to many others. This is also an encouragement for us. We are disciples of God. We have asked and received his grace, and now we have to share this gift with others. Our words and actions are so important. Whether we like it or not, we are witnesses for Christ. We have all been given different gifts by God, and in his strength, we should use them in the best way that we can. Timothy had heard Paul speak many times about Jesus and the way that Christians should live. Here he is being asked to stay true to those teachings and to pass them on. Timothy did not have the luxury of the New Testament that we have today. They had to rely completely on the Holy Spirit, fellowship, and the gifts that were given by God. We are able to use all four of these disciplines to help us receive God's strength and blessings. It is vitally important that we pass these blessings on to others. And we need to pass them on to others who need them and who need to be saved through God's grace. In the next few verses, Paul gives us three examples of how we should behave. He states that we will endure hardship, not might, but we will. Because of what Jesus did for us through the grace of God, we will and can endure hardships. We just have to put our trust in him. Jesus died for us so that we can have eternal life. Although it doesn't feel like it at the time, the hardships of this life are just a moment compared to eternity. And if we are strong in the grace that is Jesus Christ, we will endure. First of all, Paul tells us to be like a good soldier. Not just a soldier, but a good soldier. A soldier does not need to get involved in civilian affairs. A good soldier wants to please their commander. When I was in the military, I had to swear allegiance to the Queen and country. I had to follow all lawful commands, regardless if it affected me, my family, or my personal life. I did that because I knew that without that sort of obedience, mistakes would be made and lives could be lost. It sounds a bit far-fetched, particularly when I was sat at a desk at RAF Halton. But that discipline and obedience through the smooth times would carry me and others through the rough times. This is exactly the same when we follow in Jesus' teachings. If we just turn up to listen and pray on a Sunday, but then don't live out those teachings or pray for the rest of the week, we will not have the godly strength that we need to face the rough times. Jesus is our commander, and he's the commander of all the heaven's armies. And we have to be obedient to him every single day so that we can be strong in his grace that is in Jesus Christ. The next person that Paul says we should compare ourselves is to be an athlete. If athletes want victory, they must compete according to the rules. Can you imagine if you were watching a game of football and suddenly one of the players picks up the balls and runs with it between the goalposts? Or a marathon runner who jumps on a bike at mile 20 to cycle to the end? These athletes cannot make up their own rules. If they did, they would be disqualified. In the New Testament, Jesus teaches us the rules to live by. The most important rule is to love God with all our heart, with all our strength, and with all our mind. The second is to love our neighbour as ourselves. These seem like simple rules, but sometimes we realise that we do things when God isn't at the front of our minds, or we find ourselves disliking someone that we should be loving. When we realise that we are not behaving according to God's rules, we need to repent and be strong in the grace that is Christ Jesus. Finally, Paul tells us to be like a hard-working farmer. Farmers have no choice but to work hard if they want their farm to survive. If they have animals, they have to be up early every single day to tend to them. They have to be out late to make sure the animals are safe. It's not a role for someone who wants a 9-to-5 Monday to Friday job. It's very hard work. Most people know that you get out what you put in. If farmers do not tend to the animals and crops, they will have nothing to harvest. There will be no food. As disciples, we must work hard to reap the harvest. When people put in little effort in their Christian walk, they will get little results. God wants to give us a harvest full of blessings and gifts. To receive those blessings and gifts, we have to tend to our Christian life by being strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. If we do that, we will receive bountiful harvest for eternity. So I have three questions for you, a little reflection for you to go to think on this week. I'm also going to give you a little time now when I say the three questions. Are you being obedient? Are you following the rules? Are you sowing the seeds? I'll just repeat those and just give you a moment to think about them. Are you being obedient? Are you following the rules? Are you sowing the seeds? There are some very challenging rules for us to follow in this short passage, and it may seem like a mountain that's too high to climb, but we can be encouraged. Again, at the end, when Paul tells us that the Lord will give us insight, we know that our God is a loving and faithful God. Through the Holy Spirit, he will show us understanding and guidance. We just need to be encouraged to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Amen.